You'd think if you're charged and convicted of something involving your job as a professional, like, oh, say a nurse, and it's charges of, like, you know, murder, like killing babies specifically, that maybe even before the trial begins, you lose your license until you're either found innocent or guilty. And guilty, yeah, it's gone forever. But it seems that they do things a little bit different in the UK. Lucy Letby, the nurse convicted of the infamous murders, who has remained maintaining her innocence, has now been officially struck off the nursing registry.
Okay, what? The minute that she was convicted of this, she should have been struck from it. Like, the minute that conviction came down and she was sentenced, done. Your license is revoked.
They do things a little different over there. 4 months yes. after being found guilty of murdering 7 infants in a British hospital, former nurse Lucy Letby has been officially removed from the nursing registry, according to reports. The Nursing and Midwifery Council took this action after her conviction in August, where she received a life sentence for the heinous crimes. Lucy Letby, who previously worked in the neonatal ward of the Countess of Chester Hospital in Chester, England, has had her nursing registration revoked by the Nursing and Midwifery Council. The decision comes after the conviction for the murder of the 7 infants and the attempted murder of 6 others. Despite the conviction, Letby continues to assert her innocence in a tick box exercise conducted before the hearing. Letby acknowledged the convictions but maintained her innocence regarding the allegations, stating, "I accept the fact of the convictions. However, I do not accept that I am guilty of any of the allegations." She also expressed that she remained innocent in respect of all the convictions. Lucy Letby's trouble, of course, began back in 2016, and we have a whole podcast that follows this this case. If you want to look at it, it's called Nurse of Death. When she was removed from the neonatal ward following suspicions raised by senior hospital staff, a year of mysterious infant deaths and near deaths prompted concerns that led to her reassignment. During her 10-month trial, disturbing allegations emerged, including the accusations that she had deliberately killed 2 of 3 triplets within a 24-hour period. Additionally, it was reported that Letby had allegedly written, "I killed them on purpose," on a sticky note. I don't think that's allegedly. I think she did. We've seen the note. It exists.
Yeah.
Further incriminating her in the eyes of the law. However, the 11-person jury could not reach a unanimous verdict on attempted murder charges related to the cases of 4 other babies. Prior to Lucy Letby's sentencing, parents of the infants who fell victim to her actions voiced their anguish. The mother of one of the babies, identified as Child D, expressed her pain, saying, "I cannot forgive you. There is no forgiving. Not now, not ever." Another mother, whose twin boys were affected, identified as Child E and F, criticized Letby for not attending her sentencing hearing and referred to her as a coward. She added, "Our world has shattered when we encountered evil disguised as a caring nurse." I think it's pretty shitty that she had the option to not attend. Like, I think that'd be where you just put her in a fucking straitjacket and wheel her in if you have to. Like,
exactly. Yep. Drag her in and make her, like, I would, this sounds so cruel, but I'd make sure her eyes are open and she has to face those parents.
Put the Hannibal Lecter mask on her. Do whatever the hell you need to do. So she is present in that courtroom. There's no you don't feel like going to court today. Okay, you can stay here. We'll let you know what they say. Fuck that. When Lucy Letby now faces life in prison for the murder she was convicted of, her legal battle is not over yet. A retrial on an attempted murder charge is scheduled for June of 2024, ensuring that the tragic and deeply unsettling case continues to command attention and legal proceedings. It will be interesting to see where this one goes. I'm probably sure this is going to end up in a conviction. She's not getting out. That's for sure. And this is one where, you know, these parents do need some justice here. She needs to be retried. In some cases, I'm like, why do we keep victimizing ourselves? They've done their damage. They're never going to feel the guilt. And in this case, too, I don't think she's capable of feeling the guilt, considering she's still like, I accept it, but I don't. Like, you're mentally ill. Like, there's something wrong with you that is preventing you from having any sort of shame or guilt or empathy whatsoever. It's just missing in you. So why do we put ourselves and the public and the families through hell, and we finally give you the verdict, and you're like, I mean, it's like how I feel about Lori Daybell at this point. Like, am I looking forward to the trial? It'll be interesting. Sure. It'll be fun to talk about. Yeah. It's a horrible fucking story. I shouldn't say fun to talk about, but, it's a fascinating story.
Fascinating.
You know, when it comes to the story of mental health, but at the same point, it's like, why keep victimizing every, I mean, what is it going to benefit? I don't know, but I'm not the victims either. So I can't be the one to say, yes, she should be back on trial again or not. I don't think she's competent to stand trial. I think at this point we're poking a monkey in a cage. That's nuts. And then hoping that they'll somehow feel remorse. She's not. She thinks her kids are working at the Safeway in hell or heaven or wherever the fuck she thinks they are. I'm sure she'll be at the Safeway in hell, though, even though she may think she's going to get that job up there when she passes and she rules Rexburg with Chad for a while. But I don't know.
Yeah, there's, and actually here in America, I was just trying to look up the story. There was, I wonder if I saw it on like the People magazine website, about a nurse here in America that, let me see if I can find it, is guilty of like assaulting unconscious patients like for years, like 60 of them. Just horrible. I have the utmost respect for nurses. I think they do amazing work. I think they're incredible. But that field is going to attract just the worst of the worst at times. And
why? You know, is that because it's like you get unfettered access to people's life? And if there's plenty of people who are in it that are there because they want to help, they want to do good, they want to be, you know, that's their drive. But then you also inevitably get bad ones in there too.
Exactly. It's the idea of power, having that kind of power over other people. I even made a joke. I had surgery in August, I think. Yeah, August. And I made a joke as I was being put under. I said, don't peek under my gown. But I mean, honestly, they were going to peek under my gown, of course. But it was like, you know, I'm going to be unconscious. You can pretty much do whatever you want to do, you know? And this sicko made reference to Dexter and he videotaped it. And it was just horrible, just horrible. So we're going to be hearing about that. He didn't kill anybody, but he definitely assaulted some people and took pictures of himself. It was just terrible. So it's just a really bad mark on you know, the medical system that it doesn't need.
No, I mean, there was an episode of Seinfeld years ago where Jerry went under at his dentist, and I believe Bryan Cranston played the dentist. And then there was the dental hygienist or assistant that was there too. And the insinuation was that they did something with him sexually when he was under. And this was on Seinfeld, you know? And it's scary because it was such an absurd idea at the time that it was like, oh gosh, like no one would, that's wow. You know, absurdity can be funny. The scary thing is, it's like one of those things where a couple years in, or I guess more communication, more exposure of things, turns out people are doing that sort of shit. And it's like,
well, that's
not so funny when it's like reality.
Yeah. And what freaks me out is, you know, when I was wheeled into the surgical suite, there are five people in that room. So if somebody's doing something that they shouldn't be doing, there are other people who would see it. So either everybody's in on it or you're really sneaky. And the guy that I'm talking about, he was sentenced, I believe, maybe even last week from Colorado. He sexually assaulted unconscious patients is what it says. And I won't go into details because it's just horrific, but how do you get away with doing that? How do you pull your phone out? You've got HIPAA concerns. How do you do all of that without somebody seeing? And it makes me go back to Lucy Letby. How, even though most of these things happened overnight, there were other people around. How did she not get caught until the end? It's just weird.
Is it one of those things where people just don't want to assert themselves into other people's problems? And obviously assault is not something that classifies somebody else's problem. But when there's something going on that's uncomfortable, icky, or could turn into something bad, people like just don't want to get wrapped up into it. So they'd rather just look the other way. It's like when somebody's, you know, we see it now on like TikToks and things where somebody's suffering, somebody's on the ground, like literally dying, or and people just walk by like nothing's going on.
Yeah. Or they're making a video of it.
Or they're making,
put your phone down and do the right thing.
Yeah. Well, the right thing to most people now is like, well, let's see how many views I can get. I can make a couple thousand bucks on this video if I post this rather than help the person.
Exactly.
But that's where you have Good Samaritan laws that are in place. And that used to be people would be charged with violating them if there was someone in need and you were like, I'm going to make a video of this.
Well, again, look at Seinfeld. Was it the last episode that they got jailed? Because, and spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the last episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, shoot.
I think they got jailed because they didn't help somebody.
I think that was the premise of that last episode.
Yeah,
it was. It was a horrible last episode of that series, but yeah.
It was awful. It was the worst ever.
But yeah, I think that is how that went down. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Now, it's an interesting world that we live in. There you go. Another fine story of fine people in this planet that we all share air with.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.